the inner body becomes a root, that which roots you in the present moment, anchors you in the present moment, and takes you out of mind. And if then mind starts working again, anything, if you are doing anything creative in your life, becomes still first. Before the act of creation, there needs to be stillness. Nothing creative can come out of the accumulations of the mind. The mind can be an instrument to give something form, but the inspiration, the creative impulse, comes from a deeper level. It comes from the stillness, the presence. So go into the body and feel that. You don't need to think anymore there. And then you look, and then at some point a thought comes or a creative movement comes. It may be dance, whatever. It may be a word that you speak, words that come out of your mouth, but they come out of the stillness. So getting in touch with that is a simple and beautiful way of entering the realm of no thought. And then thought can operate beautifully and is not going to create problems as it usually does. Because most of your life problems are created by thought. Life only has challenges. The only place where a challenge can come is in the now. Apart from a challenge that comes in the now, there is no problem except in the head. The power to face challenges is always there in the now. But you cannot face problems because they have no reality. Always use as the criterion to tell you whether your problems are real, ask, what's the problem at this moment? What can I do about it now? Nothing. I'm lying in bed. It's 4 a.m. Then go into the body. Okay. It feels good to be alive. And I thought I had problems. At 9 o'clock in the morning, when you enter the office, you open the door and there sits this man who you were thinking about all night, who is creating problems for you, and his mouth opens, words come out of his mouth, and you bring an alert, aware presence to it, and you look and listen, and then words come out of your mouth. They won't be reactive anymore. There will be a response, not an old reaction. Then the words will be true. They will be just right for that moment. And they're not rehearsed. Or no words come. You may look at him and walk out. Who knows? Nobody can predict. Right action. Buddhism sometimes talks of right action, right speech, right this, right that. I've forgotten the list. I can't remember things. But those things, they come out of right presence. You have to be present. You cannot, otherwise you cannot manufacture or try to bring about right words, right speech, right actions. Okay, I'm trying very hard here to say the right thing. I'm trying hard to do the right thing. It's not working. You can't try to do the right, because the right thing comes out of a particular state of consciousness. spontaneity, intuition, realization comes out of stillness.